across Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Welcome back. It's the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, June 29th, as we get set to head into the weekend, a nice holiday weekend ahead. This June 29th, according to the calendar experts out there, is National Camera Day, National Waffle Iron Day, and National Bomb Pop Day. Please do not put your bomb pop in your waffle iron. Seems very... Do you remember? I didn't even know kids had bomb pops anymore, Kristen.
I haven't seen one in a long time, but I haven't seen the ice cream man in a long time either.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be. Cheech and Chong ruin everything, man. You sell drugs out of one ice cream truck and suddenly nobody wants their kids going there anymore.
Could go for a good holiday drippy bomb pop.
Oh, I lived most of my childhood in this very large apartment complex. And man, when you hear that little ding, that the ice cream truck was coming into the parking lot. I mean, I don't know how they kept that thing well stocked, because I mean, it's like lemmings. Everybody's coming out from all the buildings, you know, with their quarters. Because you could buy things for a quarter back then, said Grandpa. And bomb pops were, I think, relatively new, like around 1976 for the bicentennial. And here's this popsicle. It's red, white, and blue, and it's shaped like a rocket ship. And this is so cool.
And do you remember that feeling that it evoked in you? Like you heard it and then you verified it in your mind, like, oh, that's the ice cream truck. Oh, then you had to find a quarter as fast as you could. It was like this, like you just couldn't wait. You had to get out there as soon as possible. But where's the money? Where's the money? Can I go? Can I get out there?
And we talk about, you know, the expression is looking for change between your couch cushions. You literally could back then, you know, change would fall out of people's pockets. And again, for, you know, a couple of quarters, you could get something. So there, for, to me, the National Waffle Iron Day sticks more, because that was the one thing when my daughters were young that I was known for, was when they would have their friends over for sleepovers and they really started looking forward to them because Mr. Kreitlow was going to make waffles, his famous Chippa waffles, which had little mini chocolate chips in them. See what I did there with Chippa Falls, Chippa waffles? That's, anybody? That's no?
Okay. Adorable.
All right, moving on. Hometown Health is coming up this hour, and environmental epidemiologist Amy Kalkbrenner will talk about the bodily harm done by environmental pollutants, and not just from Canadian wildfires, but in our everyday lives, and how combating climate change could help that out. If you missed the last hour with Joe Zepecki, where we reviewed the new Marquette University Law School poll and the big uptick in approval for Governor Evers, you can catch it on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can listen to shows there. You can subscribe as a podcast. And let me say again, we're going to have best of shows on Monday and Tuesday for the 4th of July holiday. And then our usual best of show on Saturday. And Kristen, I was just making out the grid as far as what segments are going to air on what days on Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. And we're going to give a lot of play to the segment we did having a little fun with State Representative Chuck Wickers and his nonsensical comments about, you know, all the myths about contraceptives that he wanted to try to spread.
Yeah, I think the more that people are able to enjoy Representative Wickers' take on contraception and nature, I think the more
on nature itself. Yeah. We actually turned that segment into a TikTok. And, you know, on my own TikTok, it's, you know, racking up, it's, you know, closing in on 1,000 views and, you know, a lot of comments of people rolling their eyes that this is what passes for, you know, elected representatives, you know, in this day and age. But I figured just doing that, if it makes your job even a little bit easier, that people aren't coming into you with some of these myths, you know, then we did some good.
Mm-hmm. It just really underlines the importance of education and communication. Hey, some of the things that he was saying were just so completely fundamentally wrong, but he's basing his decisions that affect us on this bad information. So Come on, people, let's have conversations and let's talk about real stuff. It's important.
Speaking of real stuff, and I cannot believe this was real, but the congressman from your neck of the woods, Mike Gallagher, appeared on the Pat McAfee show, which I think single-handedly might have broken Aaron Rodgers' brain. And I'm wondering, I said yesterday, and I want to run this theory by you. I'm thinking the McAfee show is a plant, that it was designed by somebody in Illinois to make Wisconsinites look bad, because it clearly worked for Rodgers. And now it's working for Gallagher, who shows up in this, you know, John Cena, Mao Tongue, black t-shirt. And they end up talking about UFOs or something like that. Just, I don't think he did himself favors there.
I found the whole thing to be very out of character for Mike Gallagher, and kind of uncomfortable to watch, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's, again, you make these decisions about where you think you're going to humanize yourself. And that's the thing. If you have to humanize yourself, you have other issues to work on. Somebody like you, when you go someplace, it's always, and I watched, you know, as you were at the Democratic convention and things, what you see is what you get. There's nothing to humanize. You're just you. Mm-hmm. And frankly, we need more of that, and less UFOs, and less, you know, the pill is going to cause marital infidelity. Or you'll get pimples from eating Doritos, or whatever else the assembly representative was trying to say.
Where to even start with that? But
I don't know. We'll
just watch it on TikTok. It's there.
That's right. Take this break. We'll get your full weatherology forecast for the state of Wisconsin heading into the holiday weekend, a brewer's update, and more next. You're up north. Sneaking any yacht rock past you. There have been times in my life. All right, we should be hearing from either Jen or Michael from Weatherology coming up in just a bit. And I think Calvin will just let us know when that happens. Well, in the meantime, I'll tell you about the Brewers, and that would be Kristen Yelich. Actually, let's bring Kenny Loggins off stage first, and then we'll get into the Brewers score here. Kristen Yelich had 3 hits and 2 ribbies, leading the Brewers to a 5-2 win over the Mets last night at Citi Field. They wrap up that 4-game series this evening. Max Scherzer for the Mets, Adrian Hauser for the Crew, 6 o'clock first pitch. Then it's off to Pittsburgh for games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before coming home next Monday to start a series with the Cubs. And we'll have that 4-pack of tickets to give away tomorrow on the show to Monday afternoon's game. So stay tuned. Jennifer Wojcicki. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Pat, are those terrible tickets or are they amazing tickets?
They're flipping amazing tickets.
They are so awesome.
So good. And by the way, I still have no idea how we're going to give them away. I haven't come up with a trivia question or something, but they're great seats to see the Cubs, so I got to come up with something good. But until then, we need an update on the forecast as we head into the long holiday weekend. Jennifer Wojcicki is here from Weatherology to tell us about the forecast all across Wisconsin. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, it does look like yet another day of an air quality alert in effect for the entire state due to the Canadian wildfires, with haze and smoke lingering today. People with respiratory issues, heart disease, children, and older adults are advised to limit outdoor activity. Otherwise, looks like partial sunshine with a slight chance for showers and storms in the afternoon for nearly everyone today, with the exception of central Wisconsin around Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids, where they're just looking at sunshine for the day. Looks like highs in the mid-80s to right around about 90 across the board, which is above average for this time of the year. Our margin of risk for severe weather this afternoon into tonight extending from Oshkosh down to Madison and over to the lakefront, with main threats being large hail and damaging winds. Of course, something we'll keep you posted on as we get through the day today and evening hours. Friday, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening once again for the southern half of the state, then sunny from Oshkosh over to Amory. Highs tomorrow essentially the same, mid to upper 80s. Saturday, looking at the weekend, again, a slight chance for showers and storms for the southern half of the state. Sunshine expected from Wisconsin Rapids to west central Wisconsin, highs in the mid to low 80s. Then Sunday, sunny around Amory and Baldwin, then another chance for showers and storms for everyone else. Slightly cooler towards Lake Michigan, getting into the mid to upper 70s, then low to mid 80s for the rest of the state.
And, oh, were those thunderstorms loud last night moving through northwest Wisconsin, but we always appreciate the update. Jennifer, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Right now in Wisconsin Rapids, 66 degrees. Oshkosh and Wausau both reporting 68. And it's 67 in Richland Center, 67 degrees. Up here on Lake Wissota in Chippewa Falls, Kristen Lyerly's here with us, along with Calvin Butenhoff is pinch hitting for Aaron Zommers. And, oh, I should mention there was a perfect game pitched in the major leagues last night. Only the 24th perfect game in major league history. Domingo Germán of the New York Yankees. And everybody missed it because it happened in Oakland, and nobody's going to watch an Oakland A's game. I think there were like 5,000 people in attendance. Wow. And but Germán faced all 27 Oakland A's batters, 27 up, 27 down, and got the perfect game in a Yankees win. So kind of a big deal from a baseball historical standpoint. Kristen, I know we have talked about the budget an awful lot, and there's good reason for it. And again, it's part of why we even exist here at Up North News and at Civic Media, is that I've worked for far too many places where the broadcast consultants are all about, don't talk about politics and don't talk about the legislature and don't talk about state budget, because people, no. These things matter. And this is your tax dollars, where they should go to work. And we have just watched through the state budget process. We have watched how a legislature on the Republican side, how you can waste, squander, or some would even argue steal $7 billion and put it down a rat hole. That's my view anyway.
The rat hole of giving money to people who are already wealthy and don't really need it. Remember how this whole thing started? The governor held listening sessions all across the state where people could come together and talk about what's important to them. And then he took all of that information and created a lovely budget that he then shared with the people. And do you remember what the initial Republican response was?
What?
This is a non-starter.
Oh, yeah.
Like immediately, that was like their reflex. And then they just started from scratch and took out some of the most important things. Like for me, postpartum Medicaid extension. We are one of 10 states that fail to provide women with health insurance in the postpartum period. One of 10 states. We could be preventing so many maternal deaths, but we're not, because of politics and so many other things.
But here's the thing. Even if they started with saying, well, we're just on principle not going to take any of Evers' ideas. Mm-hmm. But then they do the listening tour around, the Joint Finance Committee goes to, you know, spots around the state. And after all of that, they could still have listened to the people and said, well, this is what we're going to do. They didn't. So Democrats in the state Senate last night put forward about a dozen amendments to put these things back, to put back affordable child care, to put back University of Wisconsin funding, to put back the health care, the postpartum care, school safety, internet coverage, a middle class tax cut. And in my mind, most important of all, one of those amendments, every Senate Republican is now on record voting to keep in place the 1849 total abortion ban that has no exceptions for rape and incest. That's their vote. They are on record now of saying this is what they want. They had the chance to put a different message out there, and they said no.
They don't care. And they don't have to care because mm-hmm. of the way that the state is gerrymandered. They don't have to actually represent their constituents. They can do whatever they want, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, instead of representing the whole state. So the question I've been asking, and I'm sure I'll ask into next week as well, is if you were the governor or advising the governor, would you veto this entire thing and say, nope, start over, and you know, really force the fight and maybe invite more public pressure on Republicans? Or would you not go through the hassle? Would you line item veto as best you can and then basically use that, you know, as a rhetorical club and beat Republicans over the head with it, you know, as you demonstrate how you could have invested $7 billion into fixing things, or you could, you know, give six-figure tax cuts to multimillionaires. You know, to me, you could actually do either one. I don't think that either approach is necessarily wrong, but I'd sure like to know if other people think they would, you know, advise one way or the other.
It sounds like Dick from Madison might have something to say about this.
Is this true? It is. See, we've got a different setup here, Calvin and Waukesha. I was still looking at the screen that Aaron normally gives me messages about callers. But thanks to you, Kristen, I could open up this other tab because I've only got 6,000 tabs open on my screen to see
that.
Good
morning, Dick.
Hi, Dick.
Good morning. I try to tie this in at the risk of sounding like I'm repeating myself. I brought this up on Todd's show the other day. Tie the federal government to this. Am I understanding this right with the Republicans in the state? They don't want any broadband, use any of that surplus on broadband either. And yet they'll criticize the federal government for spending like drunken sailors, but then act like Freddy the Freeloader, go put your hand out to the feds and ask for money from the feds for broadband when there's plenty in the surplus for it.
Exactly. Same. That's the whole thing on the Medicaid expansion, is that the reason they don't expand it is they make up this line saying, well, we can't accept the federal money for expansion because what if the feds decided one day to cut off the money? And well, by that same extension, why wouldn't you say we're not taking any of that broadband money? We're going to pay more and pay for it ourselves, because that's, Kristen, what they're doing with Medicaid, right?
Yeah, it's insane. It's such hypocrisy, but it's the way that they function. They say one thing and do another.
Yeah. So no, Dick, you raise a good point. So what do you do with this? Do you veto it, or do you just use it as a showpiece to contrast yourself with the Republicans?
Well, I don't know. He's in such a Evers in such a bad position either way, in my opinion. It's amazing to me. You've got this kind of surplus, and they refuse to spend it on anything that's good for the people of the state.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't understand it at all.
No, we hear you entirely, Dick. Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Here's Mark from Prairie to SAC. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, it certainly seems the Republicans aren't living up to their oath of the Constitution, the Wisconsin Constitution also has a provision in there to promote the general welfare, and they certainly aren't doing that with this. I mean, instead they're playing their little games, and you're going to go after the election commission, which they actually formed, when Scott Walker got caught with his hand in the cookie jar there a few years back. And they, say, oh, this is unconstitutional to the laws we had in place back then. So then they changed the laws. So basically you can run roughshod, take as much money as you want, coordinate as much as you want. And that's all well and good. But as far as Republicans are concerned, and it just is, it's just wrong. And why Bob Spindell is still in the elections commission is beyond me, considering the man was a fake elector and broke fealty with the people of the state of Wisconsin in doing that. Is the other burn underneath my blanket these days that I don't understand. I do not understand where they should hide their faces in shame. I mean, that is, it is just maybe we should just veto the whole thing and say, start from scratch, boys, and stuff them in there and lock the doors on them and say, Republicans, you get to come up with a budget and you're not getting out until he sees the budget he wants. And he can't really do that. I'm being a little hyperbolic there.
I know. God, if only we could, Mark. Hey, thanks so much. Have a great day. It does occur to me the one of the reasons why you might have Evers just sign the budget is, just looking at that Marquette poll, the new one that came out yesterday, is, that whole right track, wrong track. And if you extend this whole budget mess, maybe what Evers would be thinking is, why get messy? Why get more dirt into this? Let's just get this behind us, because otherwise it makes him look bad. And let's admit it. That's what Republicans do every election cycle, is they try to muddy the waters. They try to make everything look bad so that people get cynical and then they don't show up to vote. So, I think I've talked myself into signing the bill and then just saying, look, this is, because people are going to say, well, why'd you sign it then? It's like, well, look, we could have dragged this out, or I could just say, here it is. Here's their priorities. Tax cuts for the rich. Here's where their priorities aren't. They aren't with you. That's probably the way to go.
And then hold them accountable for the decisions that they made. And that's why these conversations that we're having are so important. It's easy to look at the headline and just digest what you see there, but to really have a true understanding of what's happening here and to recognize how these things affect everything about our lives. I mean, look at the cuts to public education. These things are being sold back to people in my district as wins for children. Everybody's going to benefit. No, this is bad for our education system. It's actually bad for all of us. And that impacts not just kids in school, but it impacts everyone. So having these conversations is so fundamentally necessary, Pat, and I'm so grateful to you for letting me be part of it.
Oh, no, I'm thankful to have you here. We don't have time to get into all the mischief they tried to play last night with the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator, but I did mention it in the last hour. Feel free to listen back, and it's a whole new legal ordeal that the Republicans are trying to open up on the Elections Commission. But let's take a break here. Kristen and her guest will come in and have Hometown Health next. You're up north. Here he comes now, the guy that says, call me every around 12:15. That'd be one Luke Mathers, your host of Town Call on the Civic Media Radio Network, right after the noon news. Mr. Mathers, can you hear us? Can we hear you?
I hope so. I hope so, Pat.
I hope so, too. Kristen, I think you got it right. Kristen's an obstetrician, not a sound engineer, but I'm pretty sure we're getting an echo off the size of that brim on your cap.
But it is a beautiful cap.
It's nice. But this is radio, Luke. You have to say something. You can't just grimace at the camera here.
I'm scrambling a little bit this morning.
You're a little slow out of the gate here. Yeah.
Two, three projects we're working on here at Civic Media. And, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can to honor my commitment, Pat, and join you on Thursdays at 7:50.
Oh, did you catch that all between the lines? Like, I got way more important work than you, but I said I'd be here. So I'm going to tap dance for these 8 minutes and I'm going to get the hell back to more important things. Fine, Luke, get it. You know, we can shut this off if you want, but I would rather choose to promote your fine, fine radio program weekdays at 12:15 called Town Call.
Yeah. Town Call, 12:15 to 1. William Walter and I, we host a around the state discussion on a various topic or a couple topics, depending on the day. But we've been having some terrific guests. We had Matt Rothschild join us this week talking about the Wisconsin Elections Commission vote that took place on Tuesday. We got some updates on that I'm looking forward to possibly covering today or a future day on Town Call. But a lot going on here in the state of Wisconsin. You want to tune in if you want to participate. We highly encourage it on Town Call every Monday through Friday, 12:15 to 1.
Would they be calling the regular studio line number of 844-967-2789?
That is correct.
Man, if I'm not on message, I don't know who else is. So let's get to more important matters then, shall we, than, you know, just radio promotion. Last week, I think it was, I was talking up these aluminum cups that I got from the Leinenkugel Lodge with the little Leinenkugel logo on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still using them. I am such a convert now that these aluminum cups are the best. In this case, for a little Coke Zero.
AmFam Field has got the same setup too. You can get the aluminum cups if you're so lucky to win some Brewers tickets through Civic Media, you should head over to Liney's Lodge there because they've got those terrific aluminum cups. In my opinion, one of the best deals inside the park.
Check it out. Captain Promo has segued into another promotion to remind you that we're giving away 4 Brewers tickets tomorrow to Monday afternoon's game against the Cubs. Are you going to go, or do you go when the Cubs come to town to play the Brewers? Because there's so many Cubs fans there, you know?
See, I like to say that I absolutely go when the Cubs are in town, but I like to refer to they got a play on words. They call our stadium something else. I like to refer to the city on the north side of Chicago as AmFam Field South now.
Yes.
Just to kind of jab back at some of those Cub fans that like to rename our stadium when they come to visit. But I will not be in the seats for this upcoming series. But if you're listening to Civic Media, you've got an excellent chance to win some terrific tickets with us.
Look at this guy. He's just shameless. He's just so good. I mean, he's like the ultimate company man. I'm telling Kristen, do you go to Brewers games when the Cubs are in town, or do we just kind of say, you know what, y'all come up because you can afford these tickets, you know?
I try to make it down to a Brewer game. You know, I'm 2 hours away, so it's not as convenient for me as those of you who live in the Milwaukee area. But yeah, I've been to a Cubs game. It's good. It's fun.
Well, that leads us to picking on Calvin. The kid from Eagle is over here and is going to tell us whether you ever go to a Brewer game when the Cubs are in town.
I have not been to a Brewer game when they play the Cubs.
Okay. Poor Luke is trying to juggle so
I'm many getting the bat signal right now, Pat. So I just highly encourage all of your listeners to tune in tomorrow for that chance to win some Brewer tickets. But I greatly appreciate everything that you're doing here at Up North News Radio. And
Luke,
I gotta
are you
jump.
Telling me you gotta go?
I gotta go. I gotta jump.
Bye, Luke.
Bye, Luke.
We love you. We kid because we care, or we kid because we're a mean bunch of SOBs. We just are what we are.
I love how he jumps in. He's like, I don't really want to be here. Promo. I gotta go.
How do you not want that kid on your staff? You know, he's just always with the team.
Love him.
I know. You get those sometimes in the workplace. And I mean, you know, whether it's in a clinic setting or whatever, and you just sometimes you look at somebody and go, why do you come here? Why? Just please help me less, you know.
Welcome to our family squabble this morning.
Well, yeah. Well, in fact, and I'm definitely going to tell a tale out of school and try not to get in too much trouble with this, but, you know, I am aware of a certain physician, not named Dr. Lyerly, when somebody came to her with to solve a problem and could not solve the problem. And I loved that her response was something along the lines of, I don't want you to say anything else. I want you to go and come back with somebody who can actually answer the question. and I just thought, wow, I love that woman.
That was not me.
That was not you. But again, we're talking about a marriage of two people over here where I used to get in trouble a lot at a previous television job because I would bark at some of the production people when there were technical issues that, you know, were entirely preventable. And I would get called on the carpet, and my response was always, if you don't want to be yelled at for doing something stupid, don't do something stupid. You know, why are you yelling at the guy who's yelling at the people who are doing something wrong?
Doesn't this all come back, though, to the fact that none of us are perfect? We all make mistakes.
I'm good with admitting that.
Yeah, we have to work together and figure it out and support each other and manage conflict. It's hard for us to manage conflict.
I'm just saying that when you put your hand on the hot stove for the third time, that maybe you deserve to be, you know, ridiculed or whatever the case may be. But you know, we're really getting to the dark side of Pat over here, but which was all to make the point that we need more Lukes out there, you know, as compared to some of the folks that we've done. So you are going to be all over the place in the month of July here, and I don't want to give away too much here, but you have a lot of work travels that you have to really be looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone from home, sadly, for the whole month, going back and forth between Minnesota and the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, which is I'm really looking forward to. I've always wanted to work with the indigenous folks down there. So this is going to be an amazing experience, and I'm really excited to be part of the solution, but it's going to be hard to be gone.
Yeah, there's going to be some serious travels going on there, but I hope it all goes well. Stay safe and check in with us when you're able. I know that it won't always be possible, but especially with the time zone change of the distance. But you know, hope it's all great, and that I know you're working this weekend, but I still hope it's a nice holiday weekend, regardless. Kind of quiet for you and enjoyable.
Thanks, Uncle Pat. I'm going to a part of the world where the air is safe to breathe.
We hope so far. Yeah, keep that up. Galvin, thank you for filling in for Aaron today. Appreciate it. Tomorrow, Mark Jacob, you have a deal, Dan Schumacher. Remember, you can follow me on Facebook at Pat Quitelow Up North and everything else that we do at UpNorthNewsWI.com. Thanks for downloading on those pods. If you're listening live, keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Calvin, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Calvin. It was a lot of fun this morning. Awesome.
Now, and is Aaron definitely back tomorrow?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? If we see you, then we'll know he fell into a moving box or something. But otherwise, we'll just see you next time around.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great weekend, guys.
See ya.
You too.
Bye.
Get 11% off the best quality Dutch Boy paints now at Menards. We offer a great selection of Dutch Boy paints featuring weather-resistant coatings and crack, peel, and fade protection, all packaged in the award-winning Twist and Pour containers. Get a gallon of Dutch Boy DuraClean Flat Exterior Paint and Primer for just $29.98 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 4th. Savings are...
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenaire.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything...
7:33 now on this Thursday morning. It's been a hazy week across Wisconsin, and we're going to learn a bit more about that. We'll talk about some of the health aspects of it. It makes sense because it's time for our hometown health segment, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly is back here with us. Kristen, thanks again for setting up what we're going to learn today. Now, we could talk about the different types of experts that are involved with this hazy air. I know that you don't know any Canadian firefighters, so we're not going to talk about the fires
oh,
in Canada.
Do you know that?
I have a hunch, but we'll save that for next week. But from a public health standpoint, you have found just the right person to visit with us today.
Absolutely. So we've all been experiencing, not just for the last couple of days, but this is the second time that this has happened to us across the country, really, where this hazy air, this air that's hard to breathe and it's causing discomfort, it's disrupting our lives. This is very present, but what does it mean to us and how does this actually impact our health? Not just now when we can see it and feel it, but are there other times in our lives where bad air is causing us a problem and we don't really know? So to discuss this actually very complicated issue, we have invited a wonderful treasure here in Wisconsin, Dr. Amy Kalkbrenner, who is an associate professor of environmental health sciences at UW-Milwaukee. Amy, welcome.
Thank you so much, Kristen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Sorry, the circumstances are better. But
the circumstances are terrible. So tell us about you and how you became an expert in this field.
Oh, well, I'm an environmental epidemiologist. That's a mouthful, although mm-hmm. I think that, you know, my dad was happy to tell me that now he feels like people understand more what an epidemiologist does because of COVID. But what I study is not COVID. I study environmental chemical pollutants, especially air pollutants, and how they are impacting our health.
And this is something you were doing far before we started experiencing haze in Wisconsin. So what are some of the typical pollutants that affect our health every single day?
Boy, that's an excellent question. And one of the things I always realize is that air pollution most of the time is invisible. Mm-hmm. We're lucky about that. Now, the last couple of days, it's more visible, but most of the time it's invisible. And so it tends to be something that we don't think about. Just like we don't think about the fact that we're breathing it in and out all day long. But in terms of air pollutants that, you know, you the listener may have heard of, there are things like particulate matter, sometimes called PM, that's very important in terms of health. And in fact, that's one of the ones that we know is very high right now with the wildfires. There are things like ozone. There are nitrogen dioxides. We also have really a whole suite of metals in the air. You may know that, you know, we can get mercury from the air, even lead from the air, and there are things called volatile organic compounds. There are actually hundreds or thousands of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all of this stuff is typically in the air, but now is a particularly horrible time for many of us. How do we know what we're breathing? Is there a way for us to assess, like you mentioned earlier, often we don't recognize because we can't see the haze. How do we know how healthy the air that we're breathing actually is?
Gosh, you know, I guess that there are ways to know. And I'll certainly tell you about that. You know, one of the ways that I have been finding out is by using my phone. Mm-hmm. You know, a weather app these days usually has something called an air quality index or an AQI. So this is designed to be a communication tool. And to me, this is one of the easiest ways. You know, for anyone who's interested in learning a little bit more, usually a Google search of, you know, like air quality or wildfire smoke will pull up a website of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And that's some of the best, most reputable data if somebody really wanted to look at the maps of what was happening. And we're fortunate that, you know, this data is just becoming more and more available. And I also hope to think that as scientists, we're doing a better job of communicating these kind of things. I can't help but add, though, that it's difficult to think that we're in a situation where every person needs to become an expert on air pollution, or that, you know, we would even need to be monitoring our air quality every day. And I always come back to, when we're looking at a problem like air pollution, it's something that requires a collective solution or a societal solution. Mm-hmm. And I can say more about that if you think that.
Oh, we'll definitely get into that. I want to stick with the AQI just long enough to take note of the morbid sense of humor some folks have had to bring to this. I've noticed readings the other day, like, well, you know, Brookfield is at, you know, 194. Oh yeah, well, South Milwaukee is at 210. That's that. You know, not the kind of competition that you want. But yeah, when you see it up again, you. The number lets you compare. That's the thing, apples and apples. So when you see what the AQI is in Dubai, you know, or Calcutta or something like that, and you say, okay, this really is bad. But to come back to your point about, you know, how much of it is invisible, and I know I've mentioned this before, but since the Clean Air Act, you know, some of us are still old enough to remember actual smog and, you know, the air pollution that you could see every day.
Yeah.
There are people now who think that because it's so much less visible than it used to be, that the air must be clean. But in your line of work, you're noting that it's still there, just not as blatantly visible as it was. And there is still a need to take actions that will reduce the amount of those pollutants, right?
You're right. And unfortunately, you're putting me in the seat of having to be the bad news guy here.
But, that's okay. That's why we
even the clean air that we typically have in Wisconsin, and I'm going to give a little air quotes there to clean. It is cleaner than it was a few decades ago before the Clean Air Act. It is substantially cleaner than other parts of the world that don't have the regulatory protections that we have. You know, listener, you may have images in your mind of cities in India or in China that really have, you know, daily struggles with air quality. So it is cleaner, but you're right that even within those levels that we're consider clean and that are invisible, unfortunately, we can still find that there are health effects even of those levels.
So can we talk about the actual health effects then? Because again, if somebody does not have respiratory issues, it doesn't take much to see people that are kind of poo-pooing this. And so I'd like from an actual health standpoint to know, when somebody has a respiratory ailment or when somebody is vulnerable, what is it that these particulates from the smoke or anything else, what do they actually do to the body?
Yeah. So if we can imagine, you know, these teeny tiny things entering into our lungs, strangely, they also have a direct route to our brain through something called our olfactory bulb. And they don't just stay in the lungs. You know, the lungs, they do their jobs and they